We're reading Ephesians chapter 6. We're looking at the Word of God, which is called the sword of the Spirit in verse 17. Paul says, above all, take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We've seen the fact, as I've just mentioned, that we need to hear the Word of God. We need to read the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God. Fourthly, we need to memorize the Word of God. We need to meditate on the Word of God. But why study the Bible? Why study Scripture? People say, why should I? Especially children or young people say, why should I take the time to do so? Well, first of all, let me. I've got five ideas here today. We've done this in the past, but I'm just kind of summarizing some verses. 2 Timothy 2:15. Open up. Let's read this text together. Underline it in your Bible if you haven't yet. 2 Timothy 2:15. Paul, writing to Timothy, says, be diligent. Some of your Bibles in the King James say, study in order to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The way I like to summarize this verse is, rightly dividing in the Greek means to cut it straight. Any of you ever tried to cut a piece of bread with a dull knife? You know that it does not work. You need a nice sharp knife to cut a nice straight line. Some of you men that work with wood, you know that you need a sharp tool. Any of you ever try to chop some wood, or when you go camping, cut a tree down with a dull axe? It does not work. It has to be sharp, and the Word of God we read is sharp, and you need to know how to use it in order to properly use it and cut it or to present it. So we need to study Scripture so that we would know how to use Scripture. And believe it or not, there are times in our life, we'll see later an example in Scripture, where somebody, because he knew how to use the Word of God, was victorious in the temptations that Satan brought to him. The second thing we need to know is, and we find this in chapter 4 of Ephesians, we've studied this before, but remember, we beginning with verse 11, Scripture teaches us that in the church, God has given the church spiritual leaders, specifically pastors and teachers, and there's a goal for that, and there's a purpose for that, and there is a plan by God. Look at verse 11. He gave to some to be apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers, verse 12, for the equipping, another word for equipping is for the training of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, so that we would all come into the unity of the faith and to a knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, in the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, and that we would no longer be like children who are tossed around, carried around with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the craftiness of the deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love. The truth is another word for Scripture. We would grow up in all things unto Him who is the head of the church, Jesus Christ. And so we need to study Scripture not only to know how to properly use it, but that we would grow. Peter says the same thing. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. I think you know these verses, but let's look at them in context of what Paul is writing here. Peter says the same thing. 1 Peter chapter 2. As newborn babies, verse 2, desire. The word desire is a little baby that wants to eat all the time and it's hungry day and night. Desire the pure milk of the word. So that you would what? You would grow in it. I saw an interesting statistic here very recently that said that, and I don't know where they got these statistics, but they said that 75% of churches and pastors, in the messages that they prepare, it's like baby food. It's like milk. We do need it. Babies need that. But at some point, Paul says you have to grow up and eat meat so that you could grow up and be an adult. Be a man and eat a steak. Sink your teeth into some meat, not just drink the milk. We need it all. But we need to spend time studying Scripture so that we would grow. We would become adults. We wouldn't be like the clouds in Jude that have no water in them. Today, the clouds are full of water over Los Angeles. But remember, in Jude, there were clouds that when you look at them, people would see them on the horizon and think that rain was coming, but it was a false hope. Because when the cloud finally came by, there was no rain. So first of all, why study Scripture? So that we would know how to use it correctly. Secondly, study Scripture so that you would grow by it. The third reason why we need to study Scripture is Psalm 119. Let's go to Psalm 119. I encourage you to read the Psalm at home sometime. It'll take you about 20 minutes to read it, all 176 verses. But let's just stop on verse 11 for a moment. David says, "Your word." This is the word of God that is the sword of the Spirit. To put in context with what we're reading, this is the armor of God. This is what God gives us. "Your word I have hid in my heart so that I would not sin against you." The third reason, and the most important perhaps reason why we need to study the Bible, is so that we would not sin. And that is the goal of every Christian. In Bible Hour, we were talking a little bit about holiness. Holiness means to be apart from the world. The world and everything in the world is sinful and temporary. Holiness and the Word of God is eternal. We need to study Scripture because Scripture guards our heart. And if you guard your heart, Jesus says, what your mouth speaks about is what comes out of your heart. So if the Word of God is in your heart, what is your mouth and your tongue going to speak about? The wonderful works of God. Fourth of all, right here, same Psalm 119, but verse 38. There's a fourth reason to study the Word of God. Verse 38, this is, "Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you." This word devotion, it's the word that means to concentrate or to dedicate or to make an offering. You know, we're going to have our offering here in a few minutes when we bring our tithes and offerings to the Lord that we have dedicated to the Lord. David says, "I am your servant and I have devoted myself to do what? To fear you." When we study the Word of God, and one of the reasons why we need to study the Word of God is that it gives us a fear of God. And this fear of God, we've talked about this word already in the past. It doesn't mean to be afraid of God, but it means to respect God, to revere God. Blagoslovenie, we say in Russian. It's your mental attitude towards God and toward His Word. It means to honor the Word of God. It means to acknowledge God and say, "God, you are holy. And because you are holy, I want to be holy." And so we study the Word of God in order to have a proper respect for God. Lastly, and let's go back to this Psalm 119 again. This time we'll go to verse 105. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path." What does that mean? Where do paths lead us? They lead us to life. We study Scripture so that we would know the direction in our life. The direction in our life includes what you do on Sunday morning. It includes the job you work at. It includes the college you go to. It includes the car you buy, the clothes you wear, your hairstyle, your clothes style, your speech, your attitude, your actions, where you live. Everything in your life is the direction of your life. And if it is holy, if it is dedicated to revering and honoring God, if it's dedicated to protect yourself against sin, if it's the reason for the direction of your life is to grow spiritually and to be a mature adult in Jesus Christ and in order to use the Word of God properly, that is why we read the Word of God and study it. And our time has come to an end, so I think we'll leave the subject of defeating Satan with these principles for next time. But for today, go home and review these principles, and may it be an encouragement in your life. Amen.